Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland and here I'm in London, and that is the Shard. It's opened about 10 years ago. The tallest building in Western Europe. It's about 400 metres tall. It's a bit taller than the Eiffel Tower. There are flats in there, there's a hotel, there's a champagne bar. You can go up it, but it costs a pretty penny. It's about 35 quid to go up. So on the south bank of the River Thames, not quite by the river yet. A few buildings in between me and the river. And there is London Bridge Station. So this area just south of it is called London Bridge, or Southwark, S-O-U-T-H-W-A-R-K, as in looking like South Wark, but always pronounced Southwark. And it wasn't considered part of London until the 1880s. So when the Puritans controlled London in the 17th century, London was only north of the river, and so the theatres were down here, we're not too far from Shakespeare's Globe, because the theatre wasn't banned here. This is the county of Surrey, if I've got it. A bit further east became the county of Kent. And then in the 1880s, they said, come on, Southwark is effectively part of London. We'll take it out of those counties and we'll make it London. So London was about 85 boroughs, simplified into 32 boroughs in the 1960s. So London Bridge Station is a major railway station for the southeast corner of England, the county of Kent. And there's the London Underground, commonly called the Tube, what other cities might call the Metro or the Subway in New York. And there it is over there. So, okay. And there are lots of entertainment attractions, like a nightclub here. There used to be the London Experience, a tourist attraction, or the London Dungeons, but that's moved to the old London County Hall and so forth. Okay. So anything else about Southwark? Well, not really. I mean, John Harvard, the one who donated his books to the college in Boston, which now bears his name, he was from around here and baptised in nearby Southwark Cathedral. The Southwark Cathedral didn't have cathedral status till about a century ago. We're close to Guy's Hospital. You might think, oh, it's a men's hospital, plenty of women's hospitals. No, the man who donated the money to establish it was Mr. Guy. That's why it's Guy's Hospital. All right, anything else you might want to know? That's it, so sort of late 20th century glass buildings. But yeah, I know it's very bad for the environment having the Shard, because you think of the energy involved in putting all those materials up so high. It's a lot less energy to move things horizontally than vertically, and to pump the water so high. So it's obviously really bad for the environment. And then Saudi Arabia's constructing the kilometre. I remember in 2015, it was the UAE, I heard this plan to build a tower in Saudi Arabia called the kilometre, as in that's how tall it would be. Not sure if it's going to come off, but it looks now like it's going to be a reality. But of course, it is exceptionally wasteful with energy. Okay, so, and there's the railway bridge. You can hear the trains rattling by. And London Bridge is that away. It's at least the fifth bridge to stand on this site. The ancient Romans built the wooden bridge here, Londinium, as they called it, which is north of there. And obviously that fell down, rebuilt many, many times. The current bridge dates from like 1973. The old bridge was dismantled in 1968 and sent to, is it somewhere in Arizona? A businessman there, Mr. McCulloch, purchased it and it's still there. It's not the iconic one. You're probably thinking of Tower Bridge, which really has towers on it and leads to the Tower of London. This is a very unremarkable bridge. You wouldn't recognize it. It could be any bridge. Look at that pub there, the Barrow Boy and Banker. These Barrow Boys are pushing their barrows around, selling whatever it was, fruit, vegetables, potatoes, anything. They often went into finance because they're very good at trading. Could sell snow to Eskimos kind of thing. And some of them became very wealthy. All right. So, yeah, just north of the river, you get towards the City of London as in the financial district. But a lot of these things, a lot of these banks and insurance companies and stockbrokers, they moved further east to Canary Wharf in the 1980s. You see the towers we're talking about there? One of the few London attractions I've ever been to is the roof gardens there. And then look at this number one London bridge, that building there with a huge gap in it. Okay, so go down a little bit. So London Bridge is falling down, as you say. And in the old days, there were buildings, shops, houses, even a little chapel on London Bridge. Okay, and it's got a symbol of the City of London. The City of London is not the same as Greater London. The City of London is only one of the 32 boroughs, and it's got its own coat of arms. The Metropolitan Police in most of London, but City of London Police in the city. We often always say the city, but the City of London. But it's also Synecdoche for the financial district. And I'm about to show you one of its symbols. A griffin, this mythical beast. There, can you see it? With a shield, the cross of St. George, and a sword up high. Dominus dirige nos, as in Lord lead us. Or possibly translated as Lord direct us. So that's the motto. Right. So coming down here to a place that was mentioned in Oliver Twist's novels. Who is it? Is it Nancy is murdered around here? You know, she's the girlfriend of, who's that of it? Is it Sykes, the criminal? Famously played by Oliver Reed in the 1960s musical. Not a lot of people seem to realise that Oliver Twist was a novel, wasn't originally conceived as a play. Okay, so what I say about entertainment, there's this German beer keller, as in Paulaner, as in those sort of monks used to brew it in Germany. München, as in Munich. You see the hum-ta-ta music. Okay. And I'm glad that they still preserve the cobblestone here. We do cobblestone properly, it lasts for many centuries, giving horses more grip so they don't slide. When it's too smooth, they were likely to fall over, and so on. But you can see these are much more modern buildings. And then after William the Conqueror won the Battle of Hastings, you might have thought he'd be in London within 2 days. But he took his time and he attacked Southwark, but he couldn't get across London Bridge. That's why they went to the west to find a bridge they could cross, and finally were able to cross the Thames at Wallingford, come north. There were very few bridges in those days. Look, there is and there is Southwark Cathedral, which I was talking about. I filmed inside it before. So, and that's why it was it 14th of October, Battle of Hastings? And it's on the 14th of December they got to Berkhamsted, which is outside London, the northwest in Buckinghamshire. And that's why Edgar the Atheling and the Archbishop of Canterbury, was it? Other leading citizens of Londinium came out to kneel before him, do homage, and say, submit, we submit, enter London, and you shall meet no resistance. And that's why we march into London to be crowned in Westminster Abbey on Christmas Day, 1066, said to be a tremble with terror. A hardened battle veteran, but he was still very unsure of his grip on the country, and posting his Norman soldiers outside, and some Anglo-Saxons cheered their fealty to him, but his soldiers not understanding, thinking this is a riot starting, they slew many of the crowd. So very dark and barbarous times. I know people talk about chivalry, but that's really not how it was. I mean, the way that knights behaved is often the polar opposite of the image that people have tried to cultivate for them since. Okay, and then there's Southwark Market, which I'm not going to go into. Being a Saturday afternoon, it's very crowded, and selling all sorts of high-quality street food and drink. You know, fruit, vegetables, seafood, all sorts of meats and things like that. So that's well worth visiting, but it was quite pricey. Artisanal food. So it's a wonderful walk along the south bank of the River Thames, not quite by the river here. And then you'll see as I turn to my right, you'll see behind me, under the railway bridge, that's Southwark Market. So an open-air food market, do you see? People walking in there. People walking in there.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
So completely pedestrian zone, as you've noticed. And then we're going to walk past a full-scale model of the Golden Hind, Sir Walter Raleigh's ship, with which he circumnavigated the globe. And Raleigh is it South Carolina? It's named in his honour. Why is that North Carolina? Anyway, because I know the Americans pronounce it Raleigh, and they're correct. I met one of his descendants and said it is pronounced Raleigh, not Raleigh. In this country, people usually pronounce it as Raleigh. So I'll show you what I'm talking about. We're about to see it. The Golden Hind is in a young female deer because its figurehead is a hind to look like a young female deer. So the original one is obviously no longer around because you can't preserve those timbers forever. You see the Golden Hind right out the front? And obviously it's in a dry dock now. But this one is built, I think, in the 70s. This one has circumnavigated the globe and you can go on it. You're not allowed to climb up to the crow's nest, I'm afraid. And they had actors there dressed as pirates, one complete with a parrot on his shoulder, asking people if people were pirates or whatever. There's a little boy with a wand asking him if he was a magician. Can you do a magic trick for me? So the boy made a river appear behind. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Asking a teenage girl if she was a pirate and therefore how many ships she'd sunk that day. Okay, so that's worth visiting for just a few pounds. Anyway, the Bishop of Winchester owns some property around here. Winchester's a very significant city in the Middle Ages. Part of the royal treasure was kept there. It's not very big now. Around here was property belonging to the Bishop of Winchester. And there was a prison known as the Clink, which is what I got that slang word for it. Okay, and this is the remains of a palace belonging to the Bishop of Winchester. Even though Winchester's like 60 miles away, this was all the remains of his great hall, as in dining room or room for like public audiences. You get an idea of the scale of it, okay? Bearing in mind that most of those down there, the ruins, the foundations. So most people are living in shacks, equivalent of a garden shed these days. So you can see how imposing and magnificent that would have seemed. And there's something about people that makes people worship wealth and think that those who have power deserve it. So this exaggerated respect for authority, especially in those days when the clerisy had education as well as socioeconomic status, and people are very superficial, judged by the clothing. Well, this guy's got to be right because he's wearing the big hat. And the Clink was a prison experience you could visit. There used to be Vinopolises in Wine City. It's about the winemaking process, and you could try a sip of wine from all over the world in places like Thailand, which I didn't even realise produced wine. Okay, so these would have been warehouses, and then obviously in the late 20th century, they stopped loading and unloading ships here. By the 1970s, it was all gone because they used Felixstowe as a port much further out. It's in Essex, is it even in Suffolk? And the containerization, the Thames was too crammed for that, okay? So, this is the Clink prison. It's not the original building, but it's on the approximate site. It's a former warehouse where you can go in there. I've been there. I tried to be a permanent tourist in London. And look, we're going under another arch. So Clink is obviously onomatopoeic, the sound of the chains, or the manacles, the fetters or whatever, or the keys of the prison officers. So even more eateries. This is called Clink Lane. There's Dirty Lane, which is not too dirty, don't worry. And so on. Okay. So a lot of people around. I mean, I know it's a Saturday afternoon, but you think it's very low season for tourism. It can be manic in July or August, especially Saturday afternoon when the world and his wife are here. Now, we're about to see a black cab, a hackney cab. Hackney is an area of London where they're invented. Obviously, there were horse-drawn carriages originally. Only in the 1920s, they started to be motorised. And it's roughly the same design, but it's diesel always. But the thing about them, the old days, the horse-drawn ones and the modern motorised ones, is they've got a very small turning circle. So they do 360 degrees in a very tight area, or something like 180 degrees. They could easily do it. And so on. Okay. So the south bank of London, and then you see this pub as in the Anchor. Okay, so keep with a nautical theme because of the how this is a dock, loading and unloading. And further east, there are places called like Greenland Dock, Canada Water, and so forth, because that's where the ships that were trading with those countries would come in and disembark, unload, load their cargo to go off and sell these goods overseas. So now we're coming up right to the river. Obviously the Thames is tidal as far west as Teddington. So you see the level of the water goes up and down a lot in just a few hours because it's water from the North Sea washing in. So Henri of Blois in the 12th century was a Bishop of Winchester, and his younger brother, Stephen of Blois, he claimed to be king, fought a civil war, the 19 long winters against his cousin Matilda. So they didn't do primogeniture in those days. It wasn't automatically the eldest son who was going to inherit. The one with more leadership qualities, the one who wanted it. And they obviously thought an ordained man couldn't become monarch. So that leads into Cannon Street railway station on the north side, part of City Thames Link. You can get the train. It's all the way to Gatwick Airport to the south, all the way north through St Albans to Luton Airport in the north. so there's great connectivity. But they talk about building a railway line between London, between Gatwick and Heathrow. So if you've got a connecting flight, land at Heathrow, have to get to Gatwick to fly on to somewhere else, you can do that maybe airside without going through passport control. But that would be very expensive. The United Kingdom is terrible at these big engineering projects, always just managed to screw it up. Okay, so there's Old Father Thames. As John Byrne said, it's liquid history. Right. So I might switch it off now. You've seen enough. And their pleasure cruisers taking the tourists up and down, giving them a commentary on what they're seeing. And sometimes they're boats who simply function as a bus, and there is no commentary. But it's a fabulous way to see London. So it's a real feature of the city. The city centres onto the Thames. I've been in cities like Vienna, where the city's built well back, partly because it used to flood so much in those days, and that's not the heart of the city. Or even in Romania, the Dâmbovița in Bucharest is actually a very narrow minor river. Looks more like a canal. We've got big lakes just north of the city centre. Okay. Anyway, the Thames used to freeze even in the early 19th century, have frost fairs there. But of course, occasionally the ice would crack, people would fall in and either drown or die of exposure. And who was it had that diving bell which went to the bottom of the River Thames? How long would the air last down there? We think Samuel Pepys wrote about it in his diary. He was, what, clerk to the Board of the Admiralty. He's now disfavoured because he wrote his diary in the secret code which wasn't cracked in the 20th century, where he wrote about his crimes against women. So people say, we can't honour him. I know it's spelled Pepys. One of his descendants told me it is pronounced Pepys, not Pepys. Okay. So, maybe you're getting the idea. And then over there you see the dome of St. Paul's Cathedral. Okay, built by Sir Christopher Wren after the Great Fire of London. He didn't get to see it completed. Where is it? Yeah, there's St. Paul's Cathedral. It's the at least the third cathedral to stand on that site. And go up to the top to the Whispering Gallery. Oh, that beeping noise is of a boat about to go. Prêt à manger, as in ready to eat. So that, sandwich place. Look real Greek. But the restaurants along here where Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton had dinner with Tony Blair and Cherie Blair back in the early days of Tony Blair's administration. He's long out of politics now. You see Uber boat. Where is it? I don't think you can order it like an Uber. And there are fast ones like Ribs, those rigid inflatable boats. You can do much further east, the river gets very wide and they can do all sorts of tricks in them. Okay, so you can see how some of these are converted warehouses on the other side. And then a lot of these are like, 1980s, 1990s yuppie flats, because it was really down at heel and disfavored. Coming up to the Globe Theatre, which Sam Wanamaker built. It's the approximate site of Shakespeare's Globe, which burnt down some years after his death. There was the Rose Theatre, a few others around here. And then Sam Wanamaker was an American actor who came in the 1950s. He's a victim of McCarthyism. And, of course, long before the internet, he wanted to find the site of it. He knew the theatre didn't exist, but was so disappointed to see a small plaque on the wall to see what it was. And he conceived the notion of rebuilding the Globe Theatre as faithful to the 17th century as he could. And people said, you're an absolute kook. Theatre is going out of fashion anyway. Now we have cinema, people can afford televisions. And who wants to go to a 17th century theatre? And we said there are loads of 20th century theatres, but some people would like the experience of making it as close to the 17th century as possible, using the materials such as we had at the time. And he came up with all sorts of resistance, these ludicrous arguments, oh, that's where we store the bins. Well, you can store them somewhere else. But he drew up their plans with an architect, he gathered the money, he garnered political support, he bought the land, and it was going to happen. And he died about 1994 before it was ever done. It's completed in 1997, just after Tony Blair became Prime Minister. And his daughter, Zoe Wanamaker, she's a very well-known actress, she was here to open it. There's a Sam Wanamaker Playhouse in there, which is named in his honour. So it's open to the air and all the rest of it. You have to stand, it's a groundling, it's a fiver to watch. It's only open in the summer months, the outdoor bit. The Zehnderwood is open year round, because if it rains, you just get wet, that's it. Now, there are concessions to, obviously, the fire regulations, fire retardant materials, fire exit signs, but apart from that, they make it as close to the 17th century as they can. And no voice, no audio system. The actors, actresses just have to protect their voices. They don't only perform things by Shakespeare. You see, there it is, and the flag has got an O on it, because one of his plays is it the prelude to Henry V, the narrator says this wooden O, yeah? And there you can see the gate is closed. Oh, no, it's open, is it? But they won't be performing now because, as I say, it's not going to rain today, don't think, but sometimes it does in January, obviously. Okay, so there we go. Shakespeare's Globe. Right, everybody, I think that's sufficient from me. Well, thank you so much for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. I bet you want to hire me as a tour guide when you come to London town. And then over on the other side, a better view of St. Paul's, which costs a lot to go into. Don't know who the Bishop of London is. The former Bishop of London, Sarah Mullally, has just been made Archbishop of Canterbury, the highest priest in the Church of England, and she's the first woman to hold that office. And there you can see the Millennium Bridge, a pedestrian bridge, one of the few Millennium projects in 2000 that was successful. And when it opened, it was bouncing. We're worried it's going to collapse. And they closed it within hours. And the engineers stress tested it extensively. And they confirmed that it is safe to use. Even if it feels like a bit bouncy, don't worry about it. It's not going to collapse. So in over 26 years, it hasn't collapsed. Okay, and then there's a former power station over here, which is the Tate Modern Art Gallery. Not my bag. There's also the Tate Britain Art Gallery, which is further west in the Westminster area on the north bank of the River Thames. This has only been an art gallery since the 2000s. You see the enormous chimney when they were burning coal produced the energy for London. Oh, and over there, you'll see a rib. Where is it? What was I talking about? Where is that boat? Oh yeah, you can see it there. I've never gone along one of those on the Thames. Okay, and then beyond here is Blackfriars Bridge Station, where the station is on the bridge, okay? As in, there were monks who wore black habits till 1538, just north of the River Thames, and the area became known as Blackfriars long after their monastery was dissolved and demolished. Over there, City of London School, which is boys only. There's also City of London School for girls a bit further north. Okay. They're both fee-paying now. And you can see the foreshore now as the tide is somewhat out. That is Blackfriars Bridge I was talking about, the railway station. Okay, I'll switch it off then. Toodaloo.